All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Jim McDonald, the CEO of Kootenay Silver. And Jim, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Steve. It's good to be back again.
Yeah, big news out for the company today that you have acquired more land around your Columba project. So tell me a little bit about this land. What does this take you to now?
Yeah, so this takes us from just under 1,000 hectares to over 10,000 now in total. So it's a brand new application we've submitted to the government. And the reason is to basically cover what we see as potentially an emerging mining district, if that proves to be true. And I say that because what we've learned over the last couple of years of drilling and mapping extensively on the Columba project is that what's exposed there is just a very is a small part of whatever was deposited. That just the way it's eroded, it's like you took an ice cream scoop out of the very top of this high-grade silver system so you could look inside it, and what you see is just a small piece of whatever was laid down there. The erosional level is so low, so we're pretty excited about the prospects there.
Yeah, I would imagine, has there been a lot of work outside of that? Like, as you know, I noticed in the news release you talked about, you know, potential for new targets and things like that, this new land. But has there been any work at all done at all?
No, historically, no. It's all been done. Before we came into this project, there's been nothing done for over 35 years. So Previous to that, anything that was done was just what was exposed in that erosional low that where you can just begin to see the top of the quartz veins.
Yeah, so that sounds interesting. Just remind everyone where you're at. Are you hoping to get some stuff done, like, you know, in the next little while, get out on there and do some sort of the field work type thing before you decide what you're going to do here?
Yeah, well, we've got a pretty clear path of what needs to be done now. The Columba project, as a reminder, is in Chihuahua State, and classic high-grade silver system. We've done a lot of drilling. We've hit a lot of veins with really good high grade in them. And so we're expecting assays from, I think, approximately another 7 holes yet from this year's program. So watch for those. Okay. And so the follow-up program is going to be going into these zones where we know we have high grade, like the F vein, for instance. We have consistent hits over 700 meters of length on that particular vein down to 200 meters. And then we've got these spectacular numbers coming out on these other holes, like hole 103, where we had 6 meters of 2,300 gram per ton silver. And so the follow-up program is going to be going into those areas and just systematically stepping out from those high-grade hits and hopefully defining a large resource on this property.
Yeah. And what about the new land? Jim, are you going to get some crews out there at all in the next little while? Or just to start? It's tough when you got 1,000 and all of a sudden you're under 10,000. So there's a lot of area. I get it. So...
Well, it's like, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. So we have crews on the ground there right now. And what we're doing is we're taking the known veins and walking them along strike and up, you know, up elevation above where the silver zone is. So we're actually able to identify where these structures go laterally in a way. Okay. And so that's the first step, is do that detailed mapping and as your very first step. And then that will develop drill targets in of itself.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. All right, makes sense. Jim, thank you so much. Congratulations on this. Sounds pretty interesting. And we look forward to seeing how it all rolls out. So good to see you again. Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right, there's Jim McDonald, the CEO of Kootenay Silver.